May 20th through 26th, Matthew chapters 21 through 23, Mark chapter 11, Luke chapters 19 and 20, and John chapter 12. Behold, thy King cometh. Before reading the ideas in this outline, read Matthew chapters 21 through 23, Mark chapter 11, Luke 19 through 20, and John chapter 12. Record impressions that you could share with your family or in your church classes. The Savior was hungry after traveling from Bethany to Jerusalem, and a fig tree in the distance looked like a source of food. But as Jesus approached the tree, he found that it bore no fruit. In a way, the fig tree was like the hypocritical religious leaders in Jerusalem. Their empty teachings and outward demonstrations of holiness gave no spiritual nourishment. The Pharisees and scribes appeared to keep many commandments, yet missed the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love thy neighbor as thyself. In contrast, many people had begun to recognize good fruits in Jesus' teachings. When he arrived at Jerusalem, they welcomed him with branches cut from trees to pave his path, rejoicing that at long last, as ancient prophecy said, thy King cometh. See Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. As you read this week, think about the fruits of the Savior's teachings and atoning sacrifice in your life and how you can bring forth much fruit. See John chapter 12, verse 24. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew chapter 23, Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and chapter 20, verses 45 through 47. The Lord judges not by the outward appearance, but by the desires of the heart. In Jesus' day, many people assumed that the publicans or tax collectors were dishonest and stole from the people. So because Zacchaeus, the chief publican, was wealthy, he may have been even more suspect. But Jesus looked on Zacchaeus' heart. What does Luke 19:1-10 reveal about Zacchaeus' heart? You might make note of the words in these verses that describe what Zacchaeus did to show his devotion to the Savior. What are the desires of your heart? What are you doing to seek the Savior, as Zacchaeus did? The Savior's interaction with the scribes and Pharisees forms an interesting contrast to this interaction with Zacchaeus. As President Dieter F. Uchtdorf explained, quote, Jesus rose up in righteous anger against hypocrites like the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees, those who tried to appear righteous in order to win the praise, influence, and wealth of the world, all the while oppressing the people they should have been blessing. End quote. See On Being Genuine, Ensign Leahona, May 2015. In Matthew 23, the Savior used several metaphors to describe hypocrisy. Consider marking or listing these metaphors and noting what they teach about hypocrisy. What are you inspired to do differently because of the Savior's teachings? See also Doctrine and Covenants section 88 verses 62 and 63 and section 137 verse 9. See also Bible Dictionary, Hypocrite. Matthew chapter 21 verses 1 through 11, Mark chapter 11 verses 1 through 11, Luke chapter 19 verses 29 through 44, and John chapter 12 verses 12 through 16. Jesus Christ is my King. The accounts in Matthew 21, 1 through 11, Mark 11, 1 through 11, Luke 19, 29 through 44, and John 12, 12 through 16 describe the beginning of the last week of the Savior's life, including his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Those who recognized him as their king showed their devotion by anointing him, putting clothes and palm branches along his path into Jerusalem, and shouting praises. Consider how the following resources can deepen your understanding of the events that began the last week of the Savior's life. An ancient example of anointing a king. See 2 Kings 9, 1-13. An ancient prophecy of the triumphal entry. See Zechariah 9, 9. The meaning of the word Hosanna. See Bible Dictionary, Hosanna. Prophecies about how the Savior will come again. See Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 10 and chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. How can you receive the Savior as your Lord and King? See also the Lord's Triumphal Entry into Jerusalem, video, LDS.org. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. The two great commandments are to love God and to love others as myself. If you ever feel overwhelmed as you strive to follow Jesus Christ, the Savior's words to the lawyer in Matthew 22 can help you simplify and focus your discipleship. Here is one way to do this. Make a list of several of the Lord's commandments. How does each item on your list connect to the two great commandments? How would focusing on the two great commandments help you keep the others? Matthew chapter 23, verse 5. What are phylacteries? Phylacteries were leather boxes containing scripts of parchment with scripture passages written on them. Jews attached these small boxes to leather bands and wore them around their foreheads or arms as a way to remember the commandments. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Out of pride, the Pharisees wore unusually large phylacteries so that everyone would see how much they loved the Word of God. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you study the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. John chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. How did Mary show her love for the Savior? How do we show our love for Him? John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. How can we show respect to others as they express or defend their religious beliefs? What social consequences sometimes discourage us from expressing or defending our belief in Christ? For examples of people who would not give in to social pressure, see Daniel chapter 1 verses 3 through 20 and chapter 3 and chapter 6. See also John chapter 7 45 through 53 and chapter 9 1 through 38 and Mosiah chapter 17 verses 1 through 4. Matthew chapter 21 verses 12 through 17. How do we show our reverence and respect for the temple? What can we cast out of our lives that keeps us from experiencing the temple as a house of prayer and a place of spiritual healing? Consider singing I Love to See the Temple, Children's Songbook, number 95. Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 through 32. What lessons from the parable of the man with two sons might help your family? For instance, you could use the story to discuss the importance of sincere obedience and repentance. Perhaps your family could write a script to dramatize the parables and take turns acting out different roles. Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 22. What are some of the things that are God's, see verse 21, that we should give Him? Improving our teaching. Use art to engage family members. Quote, the Gospel Art Book and the LDS Media Library on LDS.org contain many images and videos that can help your family visualize concepts or events. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 22. For example, the painting that accompanies this outline could help bring to life the story of Christ's entry into Jerusalem.